Pete Alonso with our afternoon show live from Citi Field yesterday afternoon, still figuring out what works for him as a big leaguer in terms of trying to find consistency and marry his off-season routine and work with the grind of the regular season. Lessons learned from last October's success.
You do all the work, and then like you're so over-focused and like you're too zoomed in, and then once like kind of the playoffs came around, it's like, oh, this it just clicked. And then it's like I kind of look back, and it's like, okay, I want to be this guy, this version of myself, every single day.
He's gotten closer to that for much of the season.
Did they ask him about throwing the ball to first base?
They did at one point, yeah. I don't have that answer for you right now, but we can play that next hour.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what he has to say about
sure,
that.
Sure, no problem. Longer clip here, but despite this recent rough stretch for the team, Pete illustrating that they're still right where they want to be, kind of like we were just discussing there with the standings.
Yes, the past couple weeks haven't been the best. For sure, yeah, no doubt. But if you look at our overall record, it's like if you were to tell us, like, hey, this is your record. Like, if we were to tell every single person, like, hey, this is what the Mets record's going to be halfway through the season, you're going to be like, okay, great, awesome, great, good thumbs up, that's good.
That's good.
Thumbs up, baby, thumbs
he's
up.
Got away. He's got away with words.
Yeah, he is 100% Pete Alonso,
yes.
Isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He again, I think, I don't know, that's like authentic Pete.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Pete, who he's meant to be, right?
Yeah.
All right, time for a little fun with the SNY booth out of last night's game as they tossed to Steve Gelbs for a side story on Carlos Mendoza and his leadership approach.
It was interesting to hear about something he did the other day where he referenced a presentation from the mental skills coach back in spring training. So the mental skills coach talked about the buffalo, the animal, the buffalo.
All right, so there's a little bit of the setup and how it's different from the other species, that when there's a storm coming, they come together as a herd and they run towards the storm so they get through it quicker instead of running the other way and hiding, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like us. We're like a herd of buffalo.
That's right, 100%.
You see a storm coming, we rally around each other.
And you just don't need the mental skills coach to figure that out, you know?
And just get your head out of your ass and let's go.
That's right. So here was Gelbs bringing it home.
And Mendoza pulled the team aside a couple of days ago, and he just said, hey, guys, this is what we talked about. We expected this to happen. It was going to happen. Now we stick together. We have that buffalo mentality, and we get through this storm as quickly as we can.
All right, so seemed like he wrapped it up with a nice bow. Little did he know, Keith Hernandez was waiting with his own take on all of that.
Well, Steve, my understanding is the buffalo got slaughtered because when they got shot from long range, they didn't stampede or run away. They just froze. They were easy targets.
Yeah, I think that was the point of the whole story. Thanks for the coda.
Oh, thanks for the backup, Keith. Gelbs, he's always there to help you along. There's only one.
See, this is why these guys are great.
They are.
They're awesome.
And you
love
hear
them.
Gary and Ron laughing at him, and they're kind of making fun of Keith a little bit, but he circled back. He was dead set on emphasizing his point.
But it is true.
Very easy. It's very easy.
They get shot, and they wouldn't move.
All right,
move.
Keith, I'm taking off. Thanks for the time tonight.
Steve, maybe you can have a bison burger for lunch.
Oh.
So there you go, having a grand old time in the booth yesterday, and at least they were able
winning.
To do that
and
the win.
Team's winning.
That's right.
That's good. That's 100%. Why everybody's happy now. Look at that, two-game winning streak.
Yeah, and they're yucking it up.
Yucking it up.
Love to hear that.